An administrative law judge who says her boss meddled in her deliberations is calling for more independence. But she faces questions about her own conduct in the case, too. KPLU health and science reporter Gabriel Spitzer has more.
Patricia Peterson was in the middle of a high-profile dispute between Seattle Children's Hospital and the state insurance commissioner. She says a prominent official at the commissioner's office leaned on her to decide in the agency's favor. And here's the wrinkle, that official is also Peterson's direct supervisor. The OIC, like many state agencies, has hearings officers on staff that sometimes decide disputes involving the agency. Later this month, Peterson plans to speak publicly about the case for the first time. She'll tell a state Senate committee hearings officers need more protections. Phil Talmadge is Peterson's lawyer.
Administrative law judges are a crucial aspect of the system, and the public of Washington ought to be concerned when they have to appear before these people that they're not predisposed to rule in a particular way. I mean, we expect our judges to be impartial.
But Commissioner Mike Kreidler defends keeping some admin law judges in-house because he says they need specialized expertise, even if that comes with a slight bent in the agency's favor. Peterson herself is now on the hot seat, too. She's admitted to leaking her whistleblower complaint to an attorney for Seattle Children's, which would violate the rules. She says the leak was inadvertent. She's on paid leave now while a personnel investigation proceeds. Gabriel Spitzer, KPLU News.